This guided meditation was recorded live at CDM.
Well, welcome everyone. It's our Sunday meditation, and this morning I would like for us to meditate on present time. Present time. Some of you have some concept of this. Others have none whatsoever. Present time is so incredibly simple that the great majority of humanity doesn't get it. And so today we're going to meditate on it, and hopefully all of us will come more into the present with ourselves and our creativity and discover the incredible power of focusing our spiritual attention in the present moment. So I'd like to either introduce you to or remind you of, whichever your circumstance may be, of some of the spiritual techniques that we use. Every technique that we use assists you, the spirit, to be in the present moment. And I would like to give you the information that your body is always in the present moment. Bodies operate in the present. They do not understand anything else. So this meditation is for you, the spirit, to help you give up skittering around the universe and help you bring your attention back to the moment where your body exists and, even more importantly, where God abides. So I'm going to ask you to just put your feet flat on the floor and rest your hands in your lap without touching them, because it allows your energy to open and flow more smoothly. Then close your eyes to help you close out the visual world. I believe the whole world today has become extremely visual. I used to say the Western world, but TV, computers, movies, is the world over? We're very visual, those of us in human bodies. So take a nice deep breath and close that out for a moment and begin to see the amazing bright world within you. Now, to help you do that, I'd like for you to ground your energy. This is simply creating a flow of energy from your body to the center of the earth. So allow that flow to move from a space near the base of your spine called the first chakra. This energy center has your information about how to create as spirit in the physical world. And by grounding this information, you, the spirit, begin to take charge of your physical creativity. Simply allow a flow of energy to move through the chair and the floor, to move through all the levels of the earth until it reaches the center of the planet. Allow your grounding cord to create stability for you and your body. And we're talking about present time and about you, the spirit. It's only appropriate that you introduce yourself to you. You are spirit, and you have the ability to experience the illusion of past and future and to be in the reality of present time. And as you, the spirit, come more and more into the present with your body and with God, many things open for you. But step one is introducing yourself to you. You will appear in this reality as a bright spark of light. So allow that bright spark of light that's you to come to the top of your head. Simply be still and know yourself, the spirit. Then come down to the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes, where you, the spirit, are meant to abide while in the physical body. This space above and behind your eyes is your neutral space, where you can see clearly, where you can observe without judgment, where you can simply allow things to be as they are. Now, as we meditate together as a group, let's also raise our vibration to help us as we participate as spirit in the body. So bring a bright gold energy to yourself. You may want to simply visualize a bright gold sun above your head and let that shine into you and let it flow through you, bringing the vitality of the body up, bringing you into present time. One of the beauties of gold energy is it helps us focus in neutral and in the present. Now, as one begins to open spiritually, one becomes aware of many things that were not part of one's awareness prior to the awakening. Oh my gosh, I'm spirit. Oh my goodness, I'm spending all my attention in the past. Oh, my parents were so mean to me. I'm 50 years old, but still I'm focused on how mean my parents were to me. We're really supposed to get over that at least by 40 without any help at all. Just as a natural process. So with all the techniques that we have, it's time to get into the present and heal the past. So allow that bright spark that's you, the spirit, to be in the center of your head and be grounded. And get the concept of bringing your attention into the present moment with your body. Your body can help you. Listen to your body's heartbeat. Tune in to your breathing, your chest rising and falling, the breath coming all the way into the body. Be aware of your bottom on the chair and your back resting on the chair, your feet on the floor. Allow you, the spirit, to be aware of your body all around you. Let the body bring you to this moment. I'm going to give you just a moment simply to meditate on experiencing being here with your body in this present moment. And find a little amusement about how quickly you pop to the past or future or somewhere else. Let your grounding and your heartbeat bring you back. Take a nice deep breath. And be aware of how validating this is to your body. Because it exists in the present, if you're focused on the past or on the future, you're not paying attention to your body. And your body is your number one creation. It is your communication and creation device. It allows you to create in this physical world, and at the same time is your device for communicating with God. Take a nice deep breath and acknowledge your body. And what a wonderful tool it is for you, the spirit. Now, one of the important aspects of being in present time is learning to take responsibility for your body and everything that happens within it. Yes, it's not your mother's fault or your neighbor's. It's not the devil's fault. I like that one. That one's fun. Every single thing that happens within your body is your responsibility as spirit. And the only way you can truly be responsible is to be present in the body and in present time, or at least close to it and aware and in the present. So I want you right now to be aware of the present moment and use your grounding to release any lies that interfere with you taking responsibility for that body in the moment. Many souls use their bodies simply as a springboard for jumping into everyone else's space. Oh, good, I have a body, I'm on planet Earth now, I can jump around into everyone else's experience. Oh, this one's interesting. Oh, gee, this one isn't very pleasant. What if I just jump around all over the place? Gee, I jump back to my body and it's filled with things. Where did these things come from? Oh dear, someone had a party while I was away and did not clean up. So present time helps you focus on your body and create what you desire in and through your body. Be in the center of your head in the present moment and own this body as yours. No one else has the right to be in your body. Be in the present and allow the body to experience you, the spirit. Now, if you haven't noticed, which I'd be surprised if you haven't, there's great change occurring on planet Earth at the moment. Probably you or your friends and family have been ill, or maybe have been ill several different ways. Maybe you're finding all kinds of physical changes occurring, new levels of creativity and experience. Isn't it exciting? I want you to be in the present moment and be aware of how fast things are moving right now for you and your body. Possibly when you were a child or a young adult, things weren't moving fast enough. So you jump to the future. Oh, what am I going to create then? Maybe you got into such a habit of jumping into the future or focusing on that wonderful birthday party at age 5, when now you're age 6, that you forget that the present is where the excitement is. So bring yourself back to the present experience the fact that spirit and body are both revitalized at this point on planet Earth. By using your techniques and running Gold Energy, you're bringing your body to a level that you can use it, where it's entertaining, fulfilling, productive. Be in present time with it now and let go of your childish way of relating to the body. One of the things that often moves us out of the present are old pains or disturbances. So right now, as you focus in the present, use your grounding to let go of past disturbance, old pains that move you, the spirit, outside of your body, because no self-respecting soul wants to be in a body filled with pain. That was supposed to be amusing. Let go of the pain. You have the information with your grounding on how to release it rather than continuing to be controlled by old pain. When you, the spirit, focus in the present, pay attention to the body, and release the disturbance, a whole new world opens to you. The world of creating in the physical plane through your body. Take a nice deep breath. Let's enhance our meditation more by bringing a gold vibration through the entire room. Let it fill the room. Let it flow through us, around us, move all the way to the center of the earth, helping us come into the present as a group. Present time has tremendous power. It has unbelievable healing qualities. In the present, we have ourselves. We have our bodies, and we have our God. Wow. How else could I sell you present time? Okay, it will improve your sex life. Take a nice deep breath. And again, simply experience you, the spirit, in your body in the present moment. If you discover disturbance, use your grounding to release it, and your body is healed. If you discover joy, rejoice. Allow it to emerge more. Notice how much you discover about yourself from the perspective of the present. If you're finding it a challenge to be there, use your body to help you come back. Tune into your heartbeat, your breathing, your physical experiences of hearing and smelling, touch, to draw you back to this moment. keep using your body to bring you back. Keep using your spiritual techniques to let go of anything in your body that sends you away. And take a moment to rejoice in all that's going on in your body. Little wars with viruses. Memories popping up. Some pleasant, some unpleasant. Be in the present to respond to all of these adventures happening within your universe. When you, the spirit, are present, you are the God in your universe. Get the concept of all of your cells like being little planets. You have a huge universe. You have a lot to do. Now, from this present time space, let's take a moment and say hello to Jesus, Jesus Christ. All the great teachers taught us about present time. And I'd like for us to relate to Jesus because he had a great deal of attention on the present. So as you say hello to him, get into the present with this soul we call Jesus Christ. A tremendous power with amazing information for us. I'd like for you to meditate with him for a moment about present time and the power of present time. Ask Jesus for healing to help you be present with your body, to help you relate to your body in present time. Maybe he'll help you release fear or pain or anything that causes you to invalidate your delightful body. I want you to focus for a moment with Jesus on how important present time is for healing. Whatever you're healing within yourself must be done in present time. You, the spirit, then have your focus, your power, you're there. If, for example, you're healing something from your past, don't go to the past. You've been there. You remember what it was like. Be here in the present moment and heal from here and now. So I'd like for you to pick a healing project and talk to Jesus about it and ask his assistance to help you be in the present moment as you heal yourself. Be grounded and in the center of your head, experiencing this flow of gold energy and in present time. Tune into the incredible power you have in the present moment. You're here and now, focusing your power and attention. This is how miracles are created. A miracle, by the way, is just a really fast healing. I don't recommend them. The poor body doesn't have much time to adjust. Then we get those battles with viruses, and sometimes the virus wins. Find amusement, if you will, please, about our creativity. It's infinite. Now, the most wonderful thing about present time, remember, I've listed a lot of wonderful reasons to focus in the present, but in my opinion, the most wonderful reason is because God is always in the present. God doesn't need the past and the future. God has everything happening right at this moment. And when we're in touch with God, so do we. So because we believe the most important thing in our lives is communication with God, present time is very important to us. So with this meditation on present time, I'd like for us to spend the next 5 or 6 minutes in silent communion with our God. So take a moment and in this present time space, say hello to your God. And continue to be in the present as you allow this communication. Take a nice deep breath. Rejoice in your rediscovery of present time. Remember, at any time and any place, you can sit down and ground, focus your attention in the center of your head, and allow your body to help you come into the present moment and say hello to your God. You will never find greater validation any other place than from your God. Be right here and now. Remind yourself to come into present time until you retrain you, the spirit, and your relationship with your body. You created a body to be here. Present time is how you create most effectively through it. Allow yourself to make a separation from your spiritual communication and come more into the body focus, if you will. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to get your attention back on your physical world. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, stretch, bend forward, and release energy from your head and shoulders and arms. And as you sit up, make an agreement with yourself to focus on present time this week.
Copyright 2007 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Teaching Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.